Hey everyone, I am back. I apologize for the delay. I had a really bad cold for about a week last week, and I just got over it probably on Friday. And I'm back, and I'm going to do a quick demo of Pwntest Game Zone. This is a package of casino games for Android. So you will need an Android device to play this. This is available, of course, on the Play Store, and I will be putting the link in the description of the video. Now, let's go ahead and go through this real quick. This, like I said, is not very complicated. The basic goal is there are a few different games. There's you have blackjack, draw poker, war, which is just a very basic card game of war. Who is greater, which is a dice game. You take turns tossing dice, and it compares the dice, and the player that has the higher score wins. You have Connect Four, which is called, I forget what it's called in this game, but the idea is the same. And there's a slot machine and the card game Scopa with a few different variants, which is it's a card game from, I don't know exactly where it comes from, but it's definitely not native to the U.S. So let's go ahead and take a quick look at this.
Lookout. Pwntest Game Zone. Pwntest Game Zone. Choose a game.
So when you run this for the first time, I believe it asks you for some permissions. It asks you to type in your name, things like that. I'm running this on a Pixel. This is a Pixel 7 running Android 13. So basically, let's start from the top here.
You have $0. Your nickname is Welcome to Pwntest. More options. Pwntest Game Zone.
Right.
More options. Button. Double tap to activate. Double tap and hold to long press.
This is the menu button. This is where you access many of the different portions of the app.
Welcome to Pwntest Game Zone. Your nickname is Chris. Double tap to activate.
That's my nickname. I could change that here.
You have $0 in your wallet.
Yes, I don't have any money right now, but I'll fix that. When you start with $1,000. And the goal is to make $1 million, which will bankrupt the casino. But that is very difficult. I may never get to that point. I'm not really a fan of gambling, truth be told. But I like this because it's just a nice time waster. And it's not bad to play, you know, because You can play it for, you know, I don't know, 10 minutes, and then you can quit, and you can come back and play it again. It's just nice to have, and of course, it's free, so you have nothing to lose by trying it. There is also some music. I'm going to turn my phone up just a little bit.
Sound settings.
There we go. That might help a little bit.
Your nickname is Chris. You have $0 in your wallet.
Let me turn talk back up too, just a little bit.
Card War. Double tap screen off.
Oops, didn't mean to do that.
4:39 p.m. System UI unlocked. Pwntest Game Zone. Scopa. Poker. Black. Choose a game. You have $0 in your
right.
wallet.
Right. So then you get to the list of games.
Choose a game. Blackjack. Double poker. Double tap to activate.
This is draw poker. I'm not very good at draw poker, but I will try playing it.
Scopa. Double tap to activate.
Scopa.
Card War. Slot machine. Double tap. Two is greater. Four in a line. Double tap. Your last visit today, April 10th, 2023, 13.20. Ponties apps by menu. www.android.ponties.ro. Actions, links available. Use tap with three fingers to view.
And it gives you the link to the website here too. So let's take a look at the menu.
Ponties, more options. Pop-up window. Change nickname. Double tap to activate.
So I can change my name.
Go to. Double tap to activate.
This lets you go to different locations.
Settings. Double
Here's
tap to activate.
Settings.
Show virtual time. Double tap to activate.
This game keeps track of time on its own. So if I click on this.
Clock. Virtual time is 16.00. Okay. Button. Double tap to activate. Ponties game zone. More options. Button. Double tap to activate. Double tap and hold to launch. Welcome to more options.
I'm not
button.
Really sure what that means, but
double
okay.
Double tap to activate. Double go to settings. Show about. Double tap to activate.
This explains itself.
Help. Double tap to activate.
The help is very good. So if you need help to use the app, you can go in here. It launches the website inside your default browser. So in my case, that would be Chrome. And that's it.
About Shilbert settings.
Let's look at the settings.
Double tap. Pop-up window. Settings. Heading. Audio. Double language.
So
double tap to activate.
There's different categories here. Let's check these out.
Audio. 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 Navigate up. Checked. Play sounds. Checkbox. Checked. Announce dice vocally. Checkbox. Checked. Use speech to improve accessibility. Checkbox. Checked. Play background sounds. Checkbox. Background volume percentage. Not selected. 15%. Selected, 30%. Not selected, 50%. Not selected, 75%. Not selected, 100%. Checked, play music and games, checkbox. Music volume percentage. Selected, 10%. Not selected, 20%. Not selected, 100. Not selected, 70%.
Sorry, I was
double tap
skipping
to select.
Those.
Not selected, 40%. Not selected, 20%. Selected, 10%. Not,
so
not select audio. Navigate up.
Those explain themselves, basically.
More options, button.
Let's go back in here.
Pop-up window.
We didn't want to do that.
Settings. Show settings.
Let's go back into settings.
Pop. Audio. Language. Double
language
tap to
stuff.
Activate. Shake.
Shake.
Double. Shake. Shake. Navigate up. Checked. Use shake detector. Checkbox. Set shake intensity. Not selected. Very light. Not selected. Light. Selected. Medium. Not selected. Hard. Not selected. Very hard. Shake. Navigate up.
So
double tap to select.
This does different things in different parts of the app. For example, if you're playing blackjack and you do this, it will make you draw cards. It will make you start a new hand. It just depends on where you are. But if you like the idea of just grabbing your phone, you can grab the phone and give it a good shake. Like this. And of course, it's not doing anything because I'm not in a game.
Set shake and checked. Home. Back. Ponties game zone. More options.
It looks like if I use the back button, it always takes
double
me back here.
Settings.
Let's go back in here.
Pop. Audio. Language. Shake. Miscellaneous. Reset to defaults.
And of course, the option here at the bottom lets you reset the game. So if you've lost your money and you can't do anything, you can restart. But I don't want to do that because I have some bonuses.
Miscellaneous. Double tap to activate. Miscellaneous. Checked. Keep screen awake. Checkbox. Double tap to toggle.
I do recommend keeping this on so that your phone won't lock on you.
Checked. Allow device to vibrate at certain events. Checkbox. Double tap to toggle.
That's up to you.
Miscellaneous. Navigate. Check.
And that's it.
Miscellaneous. Ponties game zone. More options.
So,
welcome to your nickname is you have zero. Choose a game. Blackjack.
Let's
let's
take a look at these. So let's start with blackjack.
Ponties blackjack. Ponties blackjack. Navigate up. Double tap to activate.
And as you can tell, there's some music playing in the background. The music is random. I don't know how many tracks there are, but it chooses a random track when you go into these games.
More options. Button. Double tap
if
to
I go
activate.
In here.
Pop-up window. Go to bar area. Double tap to activate.
This is basically the same.
Go to bathroom.
Double there's a tap bar. To activate. There's a bathroom.
Go to pawn shop.
A
double
pawn
tap
shop.
To show virtual time. Statistics. Bonus earnings statistics. Help. Double tap to bonus statistics. Show virtual time. Go to pawn shop. Go to bath. Go to bar area.
Actually, I need to go to the
go to pawn shop.
Pawn shop.
Double tap to activate. Pawn shop. More options, button, double tap to activate.
Because
double tap and hold to long press.
I don't have any money.
Welcome, Chris. You are now in the pawn shop. Virtual time is 16.04. Choose what you want to pawn. Pawn watch for $100, button. Pawn phone for $500, button. Pawn laptop for $800, button. Pawn bracelet for $1,000, button. Pawn motorcycle for $5,000, button. Pawn car for $10,000, button. My wallet, $0. Pawn car, pawn watch for one. Choose what you pawn watch. Pawning. Hey, Chris, do you want to pawn your watch for $100? Cancel.
It asks you.
Okay.
I'm going to do it for
double tap to activate
all these things because I want money.
Pawn shop. Take watch back for $120. Button. Pawn phone for $500. Pawning. Hey, Chris. Cancel. Okay. Button. Pawn shop. Take phone back for $600. Button. Double tap to activate.
And it plays noises when you pawn the items, which is kind of cool.
Pawn laptop for $800. Pawning. Cancel. Okay. Pawn shop. Take laptop back. Pawn bracelet for $1,000. Button. Double tap to activate.
And why are you still using Windows 7? Windows 7 is dead.
Pawning. Hey, correct. Cancel. Okay. Pawn shop. Take bracelet back for $1,200. Button.
It's a very weird
double tap. Pawn motorcycle
bracelet noise.
Pawning. Hey, cancel. Okay. Pawn shop. Motorcycle back for pawn car for $10,000. Pawning. Hey, cancel. Okay. Pawn shop. Take car back for $12,000. Button. My wallet, $17,400.
So we got a decent chunk of change now. Problem is, I just pawned all my stuff.
Take car back. Take phone. Take watch. Choose what you. Unknown time. Welcome, Chris. More options. Pawn shop.
So.
More options. Button. Double tap.
Let's go in here.
Double tap and go to bathroom. Go to pawn shop. Go to the entrance hall. Go back. Double.
So, you can take your stuff back. The problem is, I think it's 20% higher to take it back. So just keep that in mind. And then, of course, if I go back into this menu, there's a handy icon to go back to what you were previously doing. So I can go right back to the blackjack game.
Go to the entrance hall. Go back. Double tap to activate. Punty's blackjack. More options. Change bet. My bet. $235. Change bet. Button. Double tap to activate.
So this lets you change your bet in places. And you tap on this. It pops up a box. You type the new number in and hit the OK button. I don't really need to show you because I don't plan on changing my bets too much in this basic demo.
My bet. My wallet. $17,400.
It tells you your bet. Tells you your wallet. Amount.
New hand button.
Let's start a new hand of blackjack.
Queen of hearts. Six of clubs. Total 16. Dealer's visible card is eight of hearts.
So, Vocalizer is set as my default text-to-speech engine in Android. I don't know why it's using Google TTS, but we'll just work with it. So, now I'm playing blackjack against the computer, and in all these games you play against the computer. I think Connect 4 lets you play with another human on the same device, though don't quote me on that, but let's just take a look here.
You 16, dealer 8, dealer's 8 of hearts, image, dealer's reverse of card, image, Chris's queen of hearts, image, Chris's 6 of clubs, image.
I'm going to turn this down a little bit.
Sound settings. Dealer's visible card is eight of hearts. Hit button.
So double I can tap hit.
Stand button. Double button. Surrender button.
And there's
double
all your actions.
Tap to change ringer mode.
Oop, that's
Chris
not
is
the app.
Dealer hit stand double surrender.
And those are all the controls. I could hit the button or I'm going to shake.
Four of hearts. Total 20.
All right, let's stand.
Double stand button.
The second card of dealer is six of diamonds, total 14, eight of clubs, total 22. Dealer has busted. Congrats. You won $235.
There we go. So I got some money. And that's how blackjack works. Let's take a look at
double, surrender, punties, more options. Pop-up window. Go to bar area. Go to bathroom. Go to pawn shop. Show virtual time. Statistics. Bonus earnings. Help. Double tap to go to bar area.
Oh wait, it's not gonna let
double,
me do it.
Go
from
to
here.
Bathroom.
Let me show you the bathroom.
You must use the W button. Because you drank
double
a lot.
Double tap to activate. Double tap and you are in the bathroom.
Yeah, so you have to use the toilet because you drink a lot in the bar.
Unknown time. Choose an action. Use W button. Double tap.
Please wash your hands.
Ah, much better.
Use sink button.
We'll use the sink.
Your hands are wet. Don't forget to use the hand dryer.
And we'll use the dryer.
Use hand dryer button. Double tap.
No action is required in bathroom.
And you may not be able to hear it, but it said no action is required in bathroom.
No action is required in bathroom. Bathroom. More options. Button.
So that's that. Let's show you the bar.
Double tap. Go to bathroom. Go to pawn shop. Go to the entrance hall. Go back.
Wait,
double tap to act. Go to bathroom. Go to the entrance hall.
Let's go to the entrance hall.
Welcome to Ponty. Your nickname is. You have 17,600. Your nick. Welcome to Ponty. More options.
And.
Pop up. Go to settings. Go to.
We'll hit go to.
Pop
in
up
the main
window.
Screen.
Go to bar area. Go to bathroom. Go to bar area. Bar area. More options. Button.
Here's the bar.
Double tap. Welcome, Chris. You are now in the bar area. You spent $32 today. Unknown time. Choose what you want to buy. Coffee for $3. Button. Double tap to activate.
So there's different things here.
Tea for $3. Button. Juice for $4. Beer for $4. Button. Whiskey for $5. Button. Cigar for $6. You played 7 games since last order. You have a bonus of 6% to be added to your winnings.
Now, the thing about the bar, I don't think it matters what you buy, but each item you buy adds 1% to your bonus, which is very helpful to get more money because basically it adds that bonus value to your winnings. So let's...
You plus seek a whisk beer for forward, juice for $4, but tea for $3.
Let's get some tea.
Double tap to activate. Order. Hey, Chris, would you like a tea for $3? Cancel. Button. Okay. Button. Double tap to activate. Bar area. Tea for $3. Button. Double tap to activate.
And I got some tea there. Now, you can't do this constantly. You have to play a few games before you can come back here. But if I try again...
Warning. Hey, Chris. You must play 5 more times before another order.
Right.
Okay.
But bar now...
Area. Juice for beer for whiskey for cigar for $6. You played 0 games. You have a bonus of 7% to be added to your winnings.
My bonus has gone up, so now if I win more money, it will be slightly higher.
My wallet, 17,646. Bar area. More options.
All right, let's show you the games
pop
here.
Pop-up window. Go to bar area. Go to bathroom. Go to pawn shop. Go to the entrance hall. Ponty's game zone. Welcome. Your nick. You have to choose a game. Black poker. Double tap to activate. Ponty's 5-card draw poker. Ponty's 5-card draw poker. Navigate up. Double tap to activate.
And here we are in draw poker.
More options. Change bet. Button. My bet. $235. My wallet. 17. New hand. Button.
The hand started. You can choose cards to discard. Your hand. Ace of spades. 10 of clubs. 8 of diamonds. 7 of hearts. 4 of spades. No pair.
That's not a very good hand.
You. No pair. Dealer, nothing. Dealer's reverse of card, image. Dealer's reverse of card, image. Dealer's reverse of card, dealer's reverse of, dealer's reverse. Chris's ace of spades, button.
It's not going to show me the dealer.
Chris's 10 of clubs, button. Chris's 8 of diamonds, Chris's 7 of hearts, but Chris's 10 of clubs, button. Double, Chris's ace of spades.
Ace of spades is ready to be discarded.
Yeah, we'll get rid of that.
Dealer's reverse of, ace of spades is ready to be discarded. Chris's 10 of clubs, Chris's 8 of diamonds, Chris's 7 of hearts, Chris's 4 of spades, button.
Four of spades is ready to be discarded.
Let's see if I can get a straight.
The hand started. You can draw two, but the hand started. You can choose cards to discard. Draw two. Showdown. Button. Disable. Raise. Button. Fold. Button. Double tap to activate. Raise. Showdown. Button. Disabled.
I don't know what showdown does. I'm not too familiar with poker. I don't know the combos for the different hands, but let's just try this.
Draw two. Button. Double tap to activate.
Your hand,
draw.
Jack of diamonds, jack of clubs, 10 of clubs, 8 of diamonds, 7 of hearts. One pair. You can showdown.
Showdown, button. Raise, button. Disable, fold, button. Raise, showdown, button.
Sure, let's do that.
Double.
Dealer's hand. King of hearts, 5 of diamonds, 3 of hearts, 2 of spades, 2 of clubs. One pair. Congrats. You won this hand. You won $235.
And then you can start playing again. So that's that is draw poker. Again, I don't really know the rules too well.
Raise, fold. Ponte,
there you go.
More options. Button.
Let's go here.
Pop-up window. Go to bathroom. Go to porn. Show virtual top statistics.
Let me show you this here.
Statistics. You played one hand since last pause. You won $235 and you lost $0. Your current balance for this session is $235. The average balance per hand is $235. Okay, but...
All right, five let's keep showing you these games.
My what? My chain? More options. Ponties? More options. Go to point. Show virtual statistics. Bonus earnings. Sort the cards. Help.
Oh, yeah, you can sort your cards here.
Sort the bonus earnings. Bonus earnings. Hey, Chris. You won $30 as bonus since last launch of the game. You won $125 as bonus today. You won $125 as bonus since you are our client. Okay, button.
So it gives you that information.
Ponties 5 card. Ponties 5 card. More options.
Why can't I go?
Pop-up window. Go to bar area. Go to bathroom. Go to pawn shop. Show virtual time. Go to
we gotta go
pawn
here
shop.
First.
More
then...
options. Welcome. More options. Go to bathroom. Go to pawn shop. Go to the entrance hall. Ponties games. Welcome. Your nickname. You have set. Choose a game. Blacked poker. Scopa. Double tap to activate. Ponties Scopa. Ponties Scopa. Navigate up. Double
now
tap
this
to
is Scopa.
More options. Change bet. Button. My bet. $235. My wallet. 7. New. Button. You. 0. Dealer. 0. Unlabeled. Unlabeled. Scopa status. Say cards. Button. Disable. Abandon. Button. History. Button. Disable. Ponties. More options.
Let's go in here in more options.
Window. Choose a variant. Limit score for Vic. Choose a variant.
You can choose the variant.
Choose a variant. Checked. Classic Scopa. Escoba. Scopone. Scopone Escoba. Okay. Button.
I'm most tap to select. Familiar with Classic Scopa.
You have Ponties chosen Scopa. Classic options, Scopa button. Variant.
Double tap to add. Pop up, limit score for victory. Go to bar area. Go to bathroom. Go to bar limit score for victory. Choose the limit score for victory. 6. Checked. 11. 6. Choose the limit score. 6. Checked.
We'll set it to 6.
11. 60. 21. Okay. Button.
But you can make
double
it a very long game.
Ponties scope up. Change bet. My bet. My wall. New button.
Double game tap to started. Activate. New round. Chris starts. Your cards. 3 of spades. 6 of diamonds. 7 of hearts. On the table are 3 of diamonds, 5 of spades, 8 of hearts, ace of diamonds.
So the goal in this one is to collect all the cards that are put on the table. And to do that, you have to put down cards that are either the same as the cards that are on the table, or you have to put down a card that adds up to the total of a couple cards. So... as an example, let's put down a 3, which should pick up the 3 that's on the table.
You, zip dealer, 3 of diamonds, 5 of spades, 8 of hearts, ace of diamonds, Chris is 3 of spades.
Chris
six
collects
of diamonds,
3 of diamonds with 3 of
double
spades.
Double tap to activate.
Dealer collects 8 of hearts, ace of diamonds with 9 of clubs.
And that's the other variant. So the dealer put down a 9... and there was an 8 and an ace, which of course add up to 9. So that's also how you can get cards.
5 of spades, dealer, 0. 5 of Chris is 6 of diamonds. Chris is 7 of hearts. Dealer collects 8 of Chris is 7 of hearts.
Chris puts 7
navigator.
Of hearts.
Double tap to activate.
Dealer puts 2 of spades.
And I could keep playing this, but I think you get the idea. Basically, you keep going until the cards run out, and then that's the end of the round. And, of course, the person that wins, wins the bet. So, if you win, you win your money. If you don't, you don't.
More options, but Ponties scope history, but abandon, but...
I'm just gonna abandon this.
Sorry, you lost $235.
Yeah, it's fine.
History, but Ponties scope, more options, but...
Let's go back in here.
Pop up with limits, go to bathroom, go to pawn shop, show virtual time, statistics, bonus earning, help. Double choose a very home.
Let me use the back button.
Ponties
scopa.
Home. Back. Ponties games only.
Yeah, okay.
Cards war. Slot machine. Cards war. Scopa. Cards war.
Here's
Ponties
war.
Cards war. Ponties cards. More options. Change bet. My bet. $235. My wallet. 17,000. New war. Button. You. 0. Dealer. 0. Cards war status. Fire. Button. Disable. Withdraw. Button. Disable. Not checked. War sounds. Checkbox.
So, I'm just gonna shake my phone.
The war has started. You can fire.
And I'll shake again.
Here's 6 of hearts. Dealer's 5 of hearts. You won this battle.
Now, the war sounds are off.
Withdraw. Not checked. Checked.
But I can turn them on, and now if I shake...
Here's Jack of Diamonds. Dealer's 3 of Spades. You won this battle. Here's 5 of Clubs. Dealer's 10 of Diamonds. You lost this battle. Here's Ace of Clubs. Dealer's 7 of Spades. You won this battle.
And I'll do a couple more.
Here's 6 of Clubs. Dealer's Jack of Clubs. You lost this battle. Here's Jack of Hearts. Dealer's 7 of Diamonds. You won this battle.
And I think you go back and forth with the dealer for like 25 turns, and the person that has more wins obviously wins the bet.
Home, back. Punty's game zone. Card, slot machine. Card dwarf. Slot. Punty's slot machine.
Here's Punty's the slot machine.
More options. My bet. My wallet. $17,662. 1 coin. Button. 2 coins. Button. 3 coins. Slot machine status. Pull the handle. Button. Disabled. Slot 3 coins.
Put 3 in.
The cylinders are ready to be shook.
And I will shake the phone.
Two, three, seven. Sorry, you lost $3.
And of course, it's a slot machine, so it's completely random. I hate slot machines. Let's do one more.
The cylinders are ready to be shook.
And I'll shake again.
Seven, five, two. Sorry, you lost $3.
Yeah, whatever.
Face five, home, button, back.
So there's the
game zone. Slot machine. Who is greater? Double tap to activate.
This is a dice game.
Ponty's who is greater? Ponty's who is more option. Change bet. My bet. 200. My wallet. $17,656. New set. Button. You. Zero. Dealer. Zero. Who is greater status? Throw dice. Button. Disable. Abandon.
I'll shake the phone.
The set has started. You can throw.
And I'll shake again.
One. One. Six. Three.
Score. 2-0.
And of course the computer... Wait.
Throw dice. Score. Chris 1. Image. Chris 1. Image. Dealer 3. Image. Dealer 6. Image. Dealer 0. You 2. Dealer 0.
Wait, what?
Dealer 6. Image. Dealer 3. Image.
That was 9.
Chris 1. Image. Chris 1. Image. Score. 2-0. Throw dice. Button. Double tap to activate.
5. 1. 5. 3.
Score, 2-1.
Score, Chris 1, image. Chris 5, image. Dealer 3, image. Dealer 5, image. Dealer, 1. You, 2.
Wait, why am I winning? I thought the dealer was...
5, 3. 5, 4.
Score, 2-2.
So now we're tied, and let's do it one more time.
5, 3. 5, 1.
You,
score. 3-2.
Oh, I guess because my dice are bigger, are higher numbered. Okay. Well, there's your basic little dice game. You go back and forth until it's over, and then you either win or lose.
Home, but back, but.
I think.
Dealer 1. Dealer. You, reset my bet. Change bet. More options. Pop-up window. Go to bar. Go to. Show statistics. Bonus. Help.
Double tap. There's nothing here.
Home. But back. Ponty's who is greater. Double tap. Home. Back. Ponty's game zone. Who is greater? 4 in a line. Your last visit. 4 in a line.
And here's connect 4.
Double tap to activate. 4 in a line. 4 in a line. More options. Button. Pop-up window. Difficulty. Go to bar area. Go to bathroom. Go to port. Show virtual statistic. Bonus or help. Difficulty. Go to bar. Difficulty. Choose difficulty level. Easy. Checked. Medium. Hard. Almost impossible. Okay. Choose difficult. Easy. Double tap to select. Check. Medium. Checked. Easy. Choose difficult. Okay. 4 in a line. More options. Button. Double tap to activate.
And
double tap and hold to long press.
I thought you could play with another person, but it looks like you can just play with the computer.
Change bet. But my bet. 200. My wallet. Start. Button. You. 0. Dealer. 0. 4 in a line. Status. Abandon, but against, abandon, against partner, button.
Oh, double, it's right here.
Against dealer. Abandon, 4 in the lines, partner, 0, you, 0, start, button.
So now,
double tap.
A new empty grid was created.
If I start here, now you can begin playing. Now, this is a little tricky. I'm going to touch
F1.
The
E1, D1, C1.
Drag my finger on the screen.
C2, D1, F1, CB1. A1.
Double tap to activate. A2. Being Connect 4.
A1. Double tap to activate.
You have to put your stuff at the bottom.
A1, Chris.
And because I chose to play with another person, in this case, I'm playing with myself, which is not that much fun. But let's say I want to block the last move.
Abandon button. A1, A2. A2 partner.
A2 partner.
And then it's back to my turn.
A2, A3. Double tap to activate. A3, Chris.
And on and on you go. I'm not very good at Connect 4, and the only difference is when you take your turn with the computer, you take your turn, the computer makes its turn automatically, and so on. The one thing I wish it would do is automatically drop the pieces down, but like if you try to play at, say,
A2, A3, Chris, A2,
B2.
B2?
B2 forbidden. There's nothing below.
Right, so I have to play at B1. It would be nice if the program would just do that automatically and just put the piece where it was meant to go in the current column. But that's how it works, and you go back and forth until you win or lose, and then I think you win or lose money based on that. But this is the only game that you could play with another person, I do believe. The rest of them have to be played with the computer.
Home button. Double tap to
activate. So, I'm going to get out of here.
Home. Tether. Double tap to active. Screen off.
And I'll lock the screen. And there you go. Oop, sorry about that. Let me turn off the mixer. Yeah, so that is Pwntest Game Zone, a nice time waster that you can get on your Android device if you want to. This is exclusively on Android. It is not on the iPhone, so just keep that in mind. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. Hope you guys have enjoyed, and I will be back soon with some more demos. At least I hope so. I'm running out of good things to demo. That's why I really haven't been very active, because a lot of the good stuff is just not there anymore, because I've already played it all and no one's making a whole lot of good stuff anymore. But anyway, take care.